Oh, good morning. Today's daf is daf tetvav. And today we are starting at the bottom of Yudalet Amud Bet 14b. About 10 lines from the bottom of the page, second to the last word on the line. Tashema, come and listen. L'achilat perot ketzad. Yesterday we said, for achilat perot, you're not allowed to go and collect from properties that are meshubad. So the Gemara says, how is it so? You stole a field from your friend, and it's being taken away from the thief. When he collects the principal from properties with a lien. But the perot, he can collect only from free properties. What's the case? If let's say it's like we said, so the Gemara says, Gazlan miman gabe. How can a Gazlan be collecting? It sounds like a Gazlan is going to collect from someone, but he wouldn't collect from anyone. Ela lav, it must be, kigun shegazal sadeh mechavero, umichara la'achar yishbicha. He stole a field from his friend and sold it to another person, and then it appreciated. That's what it's talking about. So now we're going to give a few different answers. So Amar Rava, hacha b'may, it's going to know. What are we dealing with here? Kigun shegazal sadeh mechavero, me'da perot. You stole a field from your friend, and the field was filled with fruits. And you ate the fruits. And you dug pits and ditches and all caves and all different types of things in the ground. If the one stolen from came to collect the principal, he collects from properties that are mishubad. But if the guy comes to collect perot, he only collects from free property. Rabba Rabunam, Rabba says differently. Like we said earlier, the ororin, those types of people, they come and they're the ones that take it. So ban nigzal likbot keren, the one stolen from comes to collect the principal, goveh minichasim shubadim, ban nigzal likbot perot, goveh minichasim minichorin. Like we just said, if he's collecting principal, he collects from lien property. If he collects the produce, the fruits, he's collecting from free property. Rava lo amar ke Rava baravuna. Why didn't Rava say like Rava? Because it said it's being taken away from him. It sounds like it's being done in din, in beit din. Meaning it must be, Rashi says, hilkat hotzad nigzal ka'amar. It's talking about the removal of a nigzal for a thievery. And then it said, v'goveh takeren ka'amar kashechafar bo borot. It must be talking about when he dug digits. Whereas v'rabba baravuna lo amar ke rava. Why didn't he say like rava? Meaning, no, it sounds like it's talking about not in din, rather just in the state that it was stolen in, that's the way it's being taken away from him. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Litzdadin Ketani. He taught it to two different sides. Kegon shegazal sadeh mechavero min aperot. You stole a field from your friend filled with fruits. Ve'achalet aperot, you ate the fruits. Umachalet asadeh, and you sold the field. Ba'lokech likvot keren, and then the buyer, who now was taken away from him, he comes to try to collect the principal, goveh minichasim shubadim, and collects from lien property. But if the one stolen from comes to collect the fruits, goveh minichasim minichorin, he collects from free property. But whichever opinion you go like, milva alpehu, it's a loan va alpe, it's a verbal loan. Milva alpe, no goveh minichasim shubadim. And a verbal loan, you don't collect from properties that are meshubad. So the Gemara says, "How come what we're dealing with here?" Kishamad badin. Talking about you stood up in din, the hadar zavin, and only afterwards was there a purchase, a sale done. There was a mecher done, and only after the din was happened. So the Gemara says, "Yachiv, that's the case. Perot nami. Then for fruits, it should be the same. Why are you differentiating?" So he says, "Kishamad vadin ala keren, v'lo amad vadin ala perot." No, he stood in the beit din regarding the principal to collect the principal, but not regarding the perot. Umay paska, and what kind of psak is that? Why would he do that? So the Gemara says, "Pstamad milta ki tava inish karnav tava bereisha." It's in general when a person goes to make a claim, he first claims the principal. Right? Someone steals something from him, he's going to go and try to collect the principal first, and only then after will he try to collect the fruits. Now going back, does Shmuel really hold that if somebody is a buyer from a thief, that he doesn't get the and he appreciates the property, and they come and take it away from him, he doesn't get the appreciation. That he said, "Imlich uchtov shufra shivcha uperek." He said you should consult with the sofer and you should write the shufra, the shifa, the shevach, and the fruit. The fruits. Or we saw this earlier about
shufra.
Shufra is the shefer, the whether he wants to give his best field or not, and the shevach and the perot. So over here it sounds like he has to write it. He has to include it. So the Gemara says, "B'mai, what is it talking about? If it's talking about a creditor, mi'id le'peret, does he get any fruits?" V'hamar Shmuel, "Baal chov govet the shevach, shevach in, aval perot lo. Baal chov only collects the shevach, but not the perot. And it must be lav belokeach migazlan." It's talking about someone who purchased from a gazlan, from a thief. So Amar Rav Yosef, "Hacham ma'eskin, I don't know what are we dealing with. Gon sheyesh lo karka." It's talking about that he already has property. This thief has property. Rashi says, "Shemagbeu lelokeach karka v'lo ma'ot." He is taking the buyer is taking property and not money, so it doesn't look like ribit. The chashash, the worry was that it may look like ribit if he's taking this and he's taking more at the end. He gave this and he's taking more. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Abaye, v'chimutar le'dvot se'ah b'se'ah mimakom sheyesh lo karka." Are you allowed to have a loan of a se'ah? A certain amount of it's a certain measurement of wheat, and you're returning also a se'ah in a case where you have karka. You're allowed to do that. Why is that a problem?
Price could go up.
Yeah, the price could appreciate, and therefore that it could seem like it looks like ribit, looks like interest when you return it, and it's higher price. So the Gemara says, "Amar le hatam halva'a achazavine." No, the difference is if it's a loan versus a sale. Over here we're talking about a sale. So a sale, you don't have to worry about it looking like a rebit. Whereas if it's a loan, then that's when the worry would come out. Ikad Amri, some say, "Amar of Yosef, hacham ha'maiskina," what are we dealing with here? "Kigon shekanu miyado." No, they acquired it from his hands at the time of the mecher, at the time of the sale, and that's what it's talking about. So therefore you don't have any chashash whatsoever of rebit. "Amar le Abaye, v'chimutar levot se'ah b'se'ah mechom shekanu miyado." Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to loan of se'ah for another se'ah in a case of where he acquired it from his hands at the time of sale? "Amar le hatam halva'ah hachazavine." Same answer as before. Over here we're talking about a sale. Sale is no worry of rebit, whereas by a loan, that's when we would worry. Gufa, we go back to what we said earlier. "Amar Shemuel, bal chov gove et hashevach." Bal chov, he collects the shevach, appreciation. "Amar ava, teda." You should know, "Shekach kotev lo mocher lalokeach." This is what the seller says, writes to the buyer. "Anna ekum mashaveh v'dakeyum amarik zavine ilen." I will take care of this, you know, this sale for you. I will take care of everything. Don't worry about it. "Inon v'aman lehon v'shibcheon." All of it, all of the, you know, the different parts of the sale and the property and the shevach. "Ve'ekum kadamach utzveh zavine danan v'kabel aloi." He says, "I will take everything upon myself and you have nothing to worry about." He says, I will take it all on my shoulders. So "Amar li Rabchia baravin rava." And the if that's the case, "Matana delo kativ le'achi." In the case of a gift that he doesn't write this, "Hachi nami delo tarif shifcha." Would you not take the shevach? "Amar le'in." Yeah, you're right. So the Gemara says, "V'chi afek koach matana mimecher." Is it possible that a matana, a gift, could be stronger than a sale? Yeah, it's possible that it could be stronger than a sale. Why is it so shocking to you?
Amen. Gift, you can give whatever you want. No calculation.
Amar Rav Nachman. Ha matnita mesele mor Shmuel. We're going to bring the following braita that supports Mor Shmuel. "Vehuna chavrin mokim la mimid acharini." Whereas Huna, my friend, Rav Huna, established talking about something else. The Tanya, the braita says, "Hamocher sadeh lechavero." Someone who sells a field to a friend. "Varei yotza mitachad yado." And the Beit Din is taking it away from him. "Keshu goveh." When he collects the principal, it's from Meshubat property, and the Shevach comes from free property. And Rav Huna, my friend, he says it's talking about, no, it's talking about when you buy it from a thief. That's what it's talking about. Tanidach, we have another braita. Hamocher sadel chavro v'yishbicha. If somebody sold the field to his friend and it appreciated, ubaba alchov utarafa, and the one that was owed money came and collected it. Kashu goveh im hashevach. Okay, kashu goveh, when he collects, the guy goes now to collect from the seller. Im hashevach yoter liyitzia. If the appreciation was more on what he spent and the expenses on a. On the expense, notela tashevach mibal
hakarka. Net profit, in other words, net profit.
Yeah, exactly. If it is, there's net profit, meaning the appreciation was greater than the expense, then notela tashevach mibal hakarka. He goes and takes the appreciation from the seller, v'yetziah mibal hachov, and the expense from the one who's collecting. Whereas if it's the vice versa, the expense is greater than the appreciation. Then ain't no elah hotzaah shiur shevach mibal chov. He only gets to collect the amount of expense up until what the shevach is. The shevach is less than the expense, so up until what the appreciation is, and that's what he can collect from the bal chov. And where it says v'hashmuel v'may mokimla, but what did Shmuel establish is talking about? Im lokeach migazlan. If you say it's talking about where he bought it from a thief, what are we going to say? Kasher reisha. It's difficult on the reisha. The Amar Shmuel says lokeach migazlan leit leishivcha. If somebody buys from a thief, he doesn't get the sheva. Ibe bal chov, but if it's a bal chov, kasha reisha v'seifa. It's difficult on both ends. Why? The Amar Shmuel bal chov goved hashevach. It says bal chov, he collects the shevach, and he doesn't give anything. Revere in both the reisha and the seifa. It sounds like he gives. The bal chov would give something if he's coming to collect it. So how do you explain this? Ibeit ema belokeach min gazlan. Maybe it's talking about he's buying from a thief. Kigun sheyesh lo karka, he has a property, like we said earlier. Or inami b'kshakanu meyado, or maybe it was acquired from his hands at the time of mecher, at the time of sale. Or yibay demon, if you want to say a different answer, v'bal chov, it's talking about the creditor. V'lakasha, it's not difficult. Kan b'shevach, ha-magia l'ketefayim, flipping the amud. Over here it's talking about appreciation that reaches the shoulders. What does that mean, appreciation that reaches the shoulders? We'll get in 1 second. Whereas if it's an appreciation that doesn't get to the shoulders, it would be different. What is this talking about? So there's a difference between, this is a phrase, appreciation meaning something that has gone to the shoulder, meaning it's ready to be cut, it's ready to be reaped. Somebody has a farm or field, for example, and he has crop, and they're ready to be cut already. So over there, in that case, the Baal Chov, Rashi says, he would not be able to collect it without having to pay the expense. Meaning, excuse me, he wouldn't be able to get away with it because it's ready to be cut already. The guy did all the work. Whereas in the other case, it's talking about that it hasn't gotten to that point yet. And so therefore, the Baal Chov would not have to pay. That would be the difference. And where it says, hold on. We have incidents every single day that the Baal Chov, that the Shmuel would collect for the Baal Chovs, even Shevach, that is, Shmuel would collect, even appreciation, that has reached that stage of, that is ready to be cut. Meaning, not like we're saying, we said that, right, going back, the fruits, the crops that can be cut already, they're considered like perot gimurin, they're considered like full-fledged fruits. And we said, "Ein baal chov goveh oto b'lo yetziah." He said, "The baal chov is not able to collect it without yetziah." But over here, we're saying no. We're saying that he would collect it. So lakasha. The Gemara says, "Not difficult." Hadem masik be kashiur ara v'shivcha. Hadem lo masik be ela kashiur ara. The difference is if he's owed the measurement of the land and appreciation, which is when it's considered magia l'ketefayim, versus in the case where he's only owed the amount of the land itself, the yahiv le shivche umisaleg le. You can just give him the shevach, give him the appreciation, and get rid of the guy. That's what he could do. So that's where the difference would come out if he would have to, he would collect the shevach or he would not. That's when it would make a difference. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha lemanda amar iit le zuzele lokeach." Makes sense if you say that the buyer has money. Lo matzim misaleg le baal chov. He can't get rid of the guy collecting. Shapir makes sense. But according to the one who says if the guy has money, he can get rid of the creditor. Namely, why didn't he just say to the creditor, if I had money, I would pay you for the whole land and get out of here. Even though I don't have money, give me at least a small portion of the land in what the appreciation value is that I did. Meaning, I don't have money, but at least give me a small little piece of land. So the Gemara says, "Hachamah eskinan yom sha'asao apoteki." No, he made it into apoteki, which is meaning to say, the Amarle, he said to him, "Lo yelecha piraon ela mizo." You can only collect from this land. Meaning, when the seller sold to the buyer, right? He said to him, "This is the only land that will be it can be collected from." So now the guy who was called the Balchov, meaning the seller sold to the buyer, he told the Balchov, he's only able to collect from this one specific land. So now he's coming to collect from this one specific land that he's allowed to collect from. Rashi says, Shapir, Dematzin Amemar Deyecha Deyesh Karka Motar Alachov Imashevach Meselag Lelokech Vesuzei Alkocho Seder. No Rashi on this. Okay. But that's what he's talking about. He's talking about where he said this is the only land you can collect from, and that's why he's not able to just say, give me a piece of the land in the Shevach. Then we said, Hikir ba she'ina shelo lukacha. If let's say the guy buying, he realized it's not his, meaning he realized it's something fishy and maybe it was stolen, and he buys it. Amar Rav, ma'ot yesh lo shevach enlo. He has the money's worth, but not the appreciation. Ushmuel amar shmoses afino ma'ot enlo. He doesn't even get the money's worth. What's the machloket? Rav Savar. Rav says the following: Adam yodea shakarka enlo. He knows the property is not his. V'gamar v'natan l'shum pikadon, and he went and still bought it to have it as a pikadon, as a deposit. It's like he's depositing money with the guy. Where it says v'neim ale l'shum pikadon, why doesn't he just tell him then? I'm giving you this as a deposit. So savar lo mekabel. He thought the guy wouldn't receive it. Shmuel says, Adam yodea shakarka ain't no. He knows he doesn't have property. He's giving it to him as a gift. So the name of the Shumatana, why don't you just say it's for a gift? A lot of times people are embarrassed to take gifts. They're not going to take a gift for you for no reason, a gift of money. So the Gemara says, we already had this machloket once. We saw this in regards to Kiddushin. The Yitmar, we learned, somebody wants to marry his sister, Chasr Shalom. So Rav Amar, Ma'ot Chozrin. Ushmel Amar Ma'od Matana. Rav says the money comes back because the kiddushin doesn't take effect, so the money comes back to you. Whereas Shmuel says no. Why is he doing that? He knows he's not allowed to marry his sister. He's giving it to her as a gift. This is the only way she's going to take it. So the Gemara says Rav Amar Ma'od Chozrin. The money comes back. Adam Yodei Shein Kiddushin Tafsin Ba'achoto. He knows that kiddushin does not take effect with his sister. Bigamar Menatan Shum Pikadon. He's giving it to her as a deposit. Why doesn't you just say it's for a deposit? She's not going to receive it as a deposit. Shmuel says, "Ma'od matana." It's a gift, meaning Adam yodea she'en kiddushin tofsin ba'achoto. A person knows that kiddushin does not take effect with his sister. V'gamar v'natan l'shum matana. He gave it as a gift. Why doesn't you just say it's for a gift? Kesipa la milta. She is embarrassed and she's not going to take a gift. So therefore, he has to marry kivyachol, act like he's marrying her in order for her to take the gift. Tzuricha, we need both cases. Why? The itmar beha, if we only taught in this case, beha kamar Rav, in this case is what Rav taught in the first case. De'lo avadi, de'lo avide inish, de'avi matana lenukhra. Because a person wouldn't just give matana, a gift, to a random person. Aval gabe achoto, but his sister, ema moide leshmuel. I would have thought Rav would agree to Shmuel that he's giving it as a gift. Ve'i itmar beha, but if we're only talking about the case of this case of the sister, that's when Shmuel says that it's a gift. But in the first case, maybe we would say that no, he would really agree to Rav, that it's not a gift, it's a deposit. That's why we need both cases. But the Gemara says, Bein l'Rav damar pikadon, Bein l'Shmuel damar matana, whether like Rav that you say it's a deposit, or Shmuel that you say it's a gift, Hai l'ara b'may kanachid. What is this guy doing going into the land? Uperot heche achil, how can he eat the fruits? So Savar, the guy says the following. I'm going to go into the land. I'm going to work the land. I'm going to eat from the land. Like the owner would do himself. That when the owner of the land comes, he will see that what I produced for him over here. He'll see what the value is. According to the Rav, at least it's a deposit I'm giving. And for Shmuel, it's a gift. So either way you go, he's still benefiting from it. Rashi says, "Lerav damar pikadon pikadon klomar aliba derav mifarshin and dehay meimar amar zuzei nehevu pikadon." This money should be a deposit. Shmuel, it should be a gift, and that's how he would explain it. So that's why he would be even going into the land. We'll stop there for today. We'll just do one quick halacha. We said on the first amud that this is talking about Ben Rava is talking about a loan baal peh. A verbal loan, and we say you don't collect that from Shubat properties, from property with lien. Is that true? Is that the halakha? So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: somebody loans their friend with witnesses, that's considered a loan, a verbal loan, as opposed to the actual written loan, and that you would not collect from Shubat properties, from a property with a lien. We'll stop there for today, and we'll do 1 minute recap.